leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, says the victory in Gaza was like a miracle indeed. In a meeting with Secretary General of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad Movement, Ramadan Abdullah, on Wednesday, the leader said the Gaza triumph was a divine blessing secured on the back of faith in God, determination and resistance. Ayatollah Khamenei underlined one of the achievements of the Islamic resistance was that it could draw the attention of the world public opinion, which led to the enemy failing in its attempts to remove the name of Palestine from the world map. The leader then urged caution against the enemy's war of words and added the Zionist regime is declining day by day. Ayatollah Khamenei also said insistence on one's political stance could secure victory on the military front. The Islamic Jihad Secretary General also met with Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad today. In the meeting, the president said the blow dealt to the enemy in Gaza by the resistance brought dignity to the Muslim world. President Ahmadinejad said the Zionist regime and its supporters are in a very bad situation now and are highly likely to be able to solve their problems. Ahmadinejad then said faith in God and resistance hold the key to back-to-back victories. Abdullah, in turn, said the resistance of the Iranian nation has boosted the morale of Palestinians, adding final victories close at hand. Arab League Secretary General Amr Moussa has described the Israeli regime as very dangerous for Arab nations. Amr Moussa touched upon post-Gaza war events and the unprecedented gap between Arab leaders and added it's difficult but not impossible to bring about reconciliation. Nationwide February 10th rallies in Iran have received blanket coverage by world media. The CNN said the rallies prove the Iranian nation remains committed to the ideals of the Islamic Revolution. The BBC said the huge rallies showed Iranians are proud of the revolution. Al Jazeera, who described the turnout as massive. Many other channels like France 24, Deutsche Welle and Russia Today also covered the event live. The Associated Press said Iranians turned out in droves for the rallies to reiterate their support for the achievements of the Islamic establishment. The German news agency DPA underlined millions of Iranians filled the streets in solidarity with the Islamic system in their country. Russia's RAI Novosti also said 30 years on, Iran has now turned into a superpower.